Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
There's still that thing's bothering you, that.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Be the Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, I'm so messed up, man. Don't do that to us.
That's not Friday.
It's Thursday. It's the prequel. BF Thursday.
Klein's excited about Thursdays.
Love Thursday. Greatest day of the week, baby. Get ready for some BF. I know I said in the song Thursday trash, but I take it back. It's all about the BF Thursday. Reimagining, it is the same thing as Tuesday is the tacos. Enjoy your breakfast twice today. Breakfast for dinner. Even Allie, who's a real hater. Allie's a hater of most of the things I like. She thinks pizza's overrated. She thinks breakfast is not the best meal of the day.
I just think it's limiting. I feel like it's the same three items.
If it's limiting, it's because your brain is limited. Because the reality is you can do all sorts of things. It's amazing.
You can do even more with dinner.
Wrong. Absolutely.
Endless possibilities.
What, are you crazy? Of course you can.
False. Allie, what she's saying is false. There's unlimited breakfast options in the world.
Really? What is it? Eggs, pancakes, and waffles?
And bacon. That's Pop-Tarts. It.
Right. That's it.
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts?
Did you forget about Pop-Tarts? Hello? Other things, too.
You know what? I did.
Yeah, so welcome back, baby. There's a lot of places.
I'm not having Pop-Tarts for dinner. That's a lame dinner.
Okay.
And I'm not having cereal for dinner either.
Cereal's great. Look at that cereal aisle. Probably the best aisle at the grocery store. The
it's
best
great. Aisle. I love cereal, but it's not a dinner.
Well, it's a dessert or it's a appetizer. And by the way, if you eat enough of it, it can be a dinner. So write that down for takeaways. So boom. Anyway, today is the day we celebrate.
Oh, you got her. Boom.
We celebrate you. We celebrate your taste buds. And we celebrate getting together again here on K-Rock. I'm Klein. There's Allie.
Hello.
That is DJ Omar Khan.
Hey, hey.
Back from death's door.
Mm-hmm.
The man. What did they give you, Omar, when you were at your weakest or at your worst? Did they tell you, like, there's a probability you're not going to leave this hospital? Or?
No, they just, you know, gave me the little IV thing. And they're all like, you know, you just got to stay here and wait it out because that thing drips so slowly, you know?
It's amazing that Omar needed an IV because there's no one I've ever met in my whole life that drinks more water more consistently than Omar, who walks around every day with one of those gasoline jugs full of water.
He says he's had a gallon of water usually by the end of the show.
Yeah. That's true.
That's wild. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then he fills that thing up. Sometimes I watch him fill, well, you just even watch him fill that thing up. It takes him about like an hour to fill that. It's like filling up a kiddie pool.
Have you considered, Omar, that maybe you are overhydrated and flushing yourself of nutrients?
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't, that never occurred to me. It's quite possible.
Do you think our advice is better than the medical professionals you went to yesterday? Because we're telling you things like you're overhydrated?
Probably not. Yeah.
And you're not back on the meth wagon.
No, but I am considering that for the next 5K I run.
Okay, great.
Maybe.
So you've been bitten by the 5K bug now. You want to keep running?
Oh, no. That was one and done.
Okay.
Running's for suckers for sure.
Well, you're a sucker if you couldn't get through it without going to a hospital.
Well, I completed it. It was just a couple days afterwards.
I wanted to play this. Yesterday, this was on the GOAT line, but Omar was not here to hear this. And I wanted him to get his flowers, so I saved the message for today. But this is according to a listener who has been keeping track of the best lines on the show. And congratulations, you got one of them.
So Omar had the best line of the day when he called Megan a buzzkill. And then Vanessa had the second best line of the day when she tried to rhyme no thanks with unicorn.
That's a real hodgepodge of nonsense on the show. So get ready for that all show long. We have tickets for you. We'll get you into Six Flags, the Return of Generation Wars, and spider bites. It's happening to us all. So we'll get into your stories all coming up this morning right here on KROQ. All right, we are Klein Alley Show. This is KROQ. And if you need us, you can use the phones, including right now if you want to take some of Allie's money. She has been paying out like one of them loose slot machines, and all you need to do is call and claim the money now at 800-520-1067. I will warn you, Allie is all fueled up on the delicious taste of Don Francisco's coffee.
Ah, yes.
It's the official coffee. Official coffee now of the Klein Alley Show. So if you thought she was going to be under-caffeinated and easy to beat, well, now you're wrong. So, of course, we are thrilled to welcome them on board. Ever since we got that little coffee machine in the back, we said we need to now get a real deal coffee on board so that we can make sure that we are very hydrated. Vanessa sometimes is back there like a barista, just churning out all sorts of crazy concoctions.
Yeah, well, we got that espresso machine. We were really into it, and then we ran out of coffee, and we were like, now what? And
now
then
what?
Don Francisco came to our rescue.
So thank you.
It's the coffee.
I know it is. We all know. That's the secret. So thanks for officially partnering up with us, and you better believe we'll stay nice and caffeinated during the show. So watch out. I'm saying Allie's not going to be such an easy mark anymore, but if you're up for the challenge, she's still very beatable. Look at that face. So you can go ahead and give us a call now, 800-520-1067. To take some of Allie's money. If you've noticed, and I'm sure you have, traffic in L.A. pretty much in a 24-hour period has quadrupled.
Dude, yesterday on my way home, people were acting crazy.
Yeah, and I think obviously it's school to blame, and I know that I've been very, I guess, negative about those weirdos that get homeschooled. But after sitting in that traffic yesterday, the first day of LAUSD schools being back open, I think I would like to advocate for everyone else to start homeschooling your own kids.
Yeah,
I
be like Billie Eilish and Phineas.
Right. Yeah. Just say, you know, listen, if you want
the
your
only
kid,
homeschool success stories.
Yeah, a couple of kids win spelling bees from time to time.
Yeah,
they're usually
true.
Homeschooled weirdos. But I think that I'm going to stop calling everyone homeschooled weirdos because I think that I want to encourage all of you, anyone listening now, please homeschool your child.
So be a homeschool hero.
Yeah, we can clear out some roadway for the rest of us. Because I don't know what the hell happened yesterday, but it was like every car had like a bunch of babies. And just and I know it's school and I get it. There's buses and everyone's now back into some sort of a rhythm of pickups and drop-offs.
Everyone was so stressed
but
out,
man,
honking, cutting each other off.
All of us yesterday had, and I'm sure it'll get better, but it won't because it's just this is how it is here. It's just constantly rush hour and bumper to bumper. But it did feel like a lot of people completely forgot how to drive at all.
It like added 20 minutes to my commute.
Yeah,
I was like,
it
what
was
is
bad.
20 nothing. I mean, I feel like everything took me, yeah, everything took twice as long.
It took me almost an hour and a half to get home. But when you're homeschooling your kid, are you responsible for their education or do you hire somebody else to come in and teach them?
I think the answer...
Like, I'm not equipped to teach anybody anything.
No, you're not. I think that's what a good parent would do.
Like, I feel like there's a good parent out there who's a teacher, and they're like, I'm able to teach my child everything that they need to know about,
right.
You know,
I think this
what
is
I think they need to learn.
This is
and
the
you
answer.
Can pick the curriculum, obviously, which is nice.
This is the answer. It was a message on the GOAT line that will explain the answer to this.
Hey, what's going on? I'm listening to you guys' show, and Allie is reporting some news, and she's saying younger children's screen times 30 minutes. Pretty much, or they're going to be dumb. Well, I think it's 30 minutes times 10 in a day for a kid, okay? If I didn't have screen time, we'd all be dead.
Okay, so there you have it. Screen time is the hero here, and I think that if you decide to go homeschool, you're going to go ahead and put a lot of that effort on the screen.
Go screen school. Are you a screen school kid?
Yeah, you're going to teach my kid now. This is your teacher, Mrs. iPad. So get a chance, meet her.
You have Alexa, you have Siri,
right.
And you have Claude.
Figure it out. This is your staff of school here, okay? We'll take a quick break. We're back in a second. If you want Allie's money, all you got to do is be on the phone to claim it. 800-520-1067. Five questions about the news. Technically, you will learn something. And if you're at home, then this counts as homeschool, and that'll be after this.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. you'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Seems easy until you're on the hot seat, and then it gets quite more difficult. It's time for some Ali Knows the News here. K-Rock, every morning around this time, Ali puts her money up for grabs. You can take it. She's paid out thousands of dollars. People that are sitting around in their cars, perhaps, just waking up, and they're thinking to themselves, I shouldn't call. What's the point? No one wins. But you know what? People have won. And every time you win, you make Ali feel a little bit worse about herself.
Yeah, you got to be in it to win it. It's like buying a Powerball ticket. We all lost, but at least we thought maybe for a second we could win.
There actually may be a Powerball-related question in this round of Ali Knows the News. So study up, and hopefully you're ready to answer some questions and do well. And we say good morning to Stephen in Irvine. Good morning, Stephen. Welcome to K-Rock.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It is a pleasure to welcome you to the airwaves. Ali will leave the studio, sequester herself in the halls. You get a chance to go first. He said, bye, loser. That's what he said. She couldn't hear you because her headphones were off, but I will relay the message. She's leaving. Your round will officially begin. Here we go.
Ali knows the news.
All right, $1 billion has officially been won by a Powerball player in what state?
Illinois.
We go to question number two. This classic comedy television program will be sticking around on Netflix after signing a five-year extension. What show is going to stay on Netflix for five additional years now?
Ted Lasso.
Go to question number three. Creed. That's right. The band Creed has just made a pretty massive announcement, at least in the world of Creed. What was the announcement that was made by the band Creed?
They're going on tour.
All right. We got a question.
15 cities.
What'd you say?
15-city tour.
A 15-city tour. If that's right, you seem to know that very quickly, which means you must
be a Creed head,
which means the whole game is rigged. I was not expecting that. We got a question number four now. The sports memorabilia, this jersey of this player just sold for $1.5 million. A record, $1.5 million. Troy Aikman, interesting guess there. And finally, we go to question number five right now. Something that we have not discussed yet, because we don't really talk a lot of politics on the show. But apparently Trump has been doing some travel in secrecy. What is one of the many theories as to how Trump has been able to move secretly? What did he hide inside of?
A catering van.
He's pulling a page right out of the Taylor Swift playbook, which is fascinating. All right, I'll write that down, and we will bring Ali in. And we will score it together. Here we go. She's back in the K-Rock studios now. Steven is no dummy, Ali. I'm going to point that out right out of the gate. He's got that kind of smartness to his voice. He probably did well in school. What do you have, a doctorate or something, Steven?
2.8 GPA.
That's
terrible.
Oh, it is bad?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was good.
I think anything below 3 is not great.
Oh, well, I was striving for a 2.8. Question number one. $1 billion, Ali, has been won by a person because of the Powerball in what state?
Illinois.
I don't know if I can give you the point for pronouncing the S at
Illinois.
The end of that. Both of those are somehow wrong. That is the correct one. He said the same. Illinois, not a California winner, so it proves that people can win the lottery elsewhere. We move on to question number two, and it's tied up 1-1. This classic comedy show has just extended their run on Netflix after signing a five-year contract extension, and they're sticking around for five more years of streaming on Netflix.
Yeah, I believe that, and I didn't even realize they were on. Seinfeld is on Netflix?
He said Ted Lasso. That's an Apple show. But the correct answer is there was a huge bidding war for Seinfeld when the streaming rights became available. Netflix obviously paid the most, and now they're going to keep it around a little bit longer because I guess people are still watching about puffy shirts and man hands and stuff like that. So the correct answer is Seinfeld.
Ali. I'm back on Netflix, by the way.
Ali is... Oh, you're back on? Well, you didn't last for long. What'd you go off for, 1 month?
Well, I borrowed my friend's until I got kicked out. And then, there was another documentary I wanted. It was over.
So sad when you have to re-sign up again and you're like... They're like, we knew you wouldn't be able to...
They're like, pick up where you left off.
Ali's up by 2-1 against Steven on the phone, and we go to question number three. Creed has made a pretty big announcement. If you're a fan of the band Creed, what is the announcement from Creed?
I believe they're doing their Creedmas, Merry Creedmas tour.
Okay. He did say Creed announced the tour. He said 15-city tour. I got to go ahead and look up some specifics here, because if he got that, that would be impressive.
Wow, he knew how many cities.
Here's what he said. I got to see if that's a real thing or not. Hold on.
Are you a Creed groupie or following
Creed,
them around?
Creed lost a five-show Creed. The answer is, Allie is right. They announced that they're going to bring back Creedmas.
Merry Creedmas.
Merry Creedmas to you all. And the Creedmas will be taking place between December 11th and December 12th.
And December
11th. Did you guys know that was a thing?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, they've done it before.
I did not know that. Omar, you knew?
I had no idea, no.
I'm going to send Creedmas cards this year. Creedmas cards to all my family. All right, so sadly, Allie gets the point on that one. Goes
it's
up
the
two.
New socks as a Christmas gift.
Oh, man, I wear on socks. You got me Creed? December 11th through the... They're going to be in Vegas, Allie. They're going to be in Highland, California. And that's it. That's where they're going to be.
Not quite 15 cities
those
there,
are the
Steve.
Two stops. We got a question number four. Allie's still up by two right now. A jersey has just sold for $1.5 million. Which player's jersey just sold at a record-breaking price of $1.5 million?
I'm just going to go with Kobe.
I'm surprised you didn't get this. I tried to give you a softball that I thought you would have known.
Softball?
No softball player. Sure. Joe Montana, Super Bowl jersey,
wow.
$1.5 million.
That's
no one
crazy.
Gets the point on that one. Wow. And we move on to this final question. Not that it really matters at this point, but here we go. The final question. Trump supposedly has been traveling in secrecy as of late. What is one of the many ways that Trump has been hiding his transportation methods?
Yeah, well, I know they took him off of Air Force One in a catering truck, like one of those little catering carts, and they moved him to like a small jet.
Okay, he also said catering van. I will accept that. There was also a story that he was going inside of a crate. If you remember, when Taylor Swift was so famous, she had to hide in popcorn carts and stuff and janitor carts.
Yeah.
And I think that,
there was a missile threat or something.
Right, so they moved him in a catering van.
But I think everyone else that didn't know that was still on Air Force One was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I know.
Who's going to leave us all here?
We have to fly and there's a missile warning? All right, well, anyway, Steven, you put in a decent effort. Allie holds on to her money for another day. What must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
My name is Steven, but it's Allie that knows the news.
Thank you, Steven. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you. Send that man something. Don't hang
Send
up,
that
Steven.
Loser something.
Send that loser a loser hat, also known as a Make Allie Fat Again MAFA hat. So that can go to Steven. We've got more show to get to, believe it or not, today, and lots to give you. If you like Six Flags, just keep listening as we dangle that carrot. It's very brave when you finally admit that you've become something you hate. And I think that a lot of people strive to not be that way. And sometimes you look at a picture and you go, oh, my God, I've become the person I despise most. And Allie, I think it's brave of you, because usually we have to say this behind your back.
My big, broad back.
We all stand behind Allie's backs, and we congregate, and we have a big football huddle, and we talk about how Allie has become something that she used to hate. And listen, every once in a while, you have to go ahead and rethink your stance on things and go, maybe I was wrong about that. Maybe I'm this way now. But I don't think you can defend these actions.
Well, it happened under my nose. And then I was faced with it last night with the realization that I've become this person. And I, you know, there's a lot of people that say they're going to be a certain type of parent, and then you have a kid and everything just kind of unravels before your very eyes. And when my kid decided that he wanted to start playing little sports like baseball and, you know, swim and flag football.
Swim's not a sport.
Swim is a sport.
He plays swim.
Not really.
Well, it's not a team sport, but it's a sport.
It's like a hobby.
It's an Olympic sport.
Right.
It's a sport, Clyde.
It's definitely, no one ever says, what's your favorite sport? No one ever says swim. It doesn't happen.
Well, it's not necessarily a sport that people sit and watch, because it's not necessarily a team sport.
Right. It's an activity. It's a hobby. It's a leisure event.
Okay.
It's the same as golf, kind of, if you think about it.
Well, it's a sport, goddammit.
Right.
Swim is not.
And swim is a sport.
Yeah, Michael Phelps is an athlete, and it's a sport.
Yeah, he's not just a hobbyist.
It's
He's an elite
He's
athlete.
He's good at his hobby. He's the best hobbyist.
Synchronized swimming. Now, that's a sport.
Right.
That's a team sport. So, anyway, I was, obviously, when I show up to these things, I planned on just being a passive watcher, not really getting involved. I didn't really want to be one of those parents that gets overly invested in their sports career, especially when they're 4 years old. All these kids barely know how to hit a ball and run, let alone score. And then I was watching some videos last night that I was taking of his practices and realizing I have become that overbearing, screaming parent that is cheering their kid on to the point of annoyance of every other parent there.
This is not even a game. This is a practice situation.
Some of it's practice, some of it's game.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, because I heard this a moment ago, I'm going to warn you that I would turn the volume way down on your car radio right now, because
I didn't realize it was happening, and now it's happened.
This is maybe the new most annoying sound on the planet, and I will share it with you right now. And this is Allie cheering for her son at the first clip is practice, for the record.
And this is his flag football,
practice.
I believe.
This is practice.
Get his flag, Wesley! Get his flag! Get him! Get it! Get his flag!
Jump on him!
Get him, Wesley!
Oh, man.
Jesus.
What are you doing?
First of all, the only parent I hear is you. Are there other parents there?
There's a guy laughing at you.
Yeah, that guy's sitting down just enjoying the day.
Well, he was enjoying the day until he got his ears screamed off by you. Some loud-ass lesbian on the sideline yelling, get his flag.
Well, he doesn't get that many opportunities to get
Isn't
close.
Isn't there a coach
you
coaching?
By the way, if you're listening again, you can hear that Wesley definitely missed the flag based on Ellie's sound of disappointment. Listen to this.
Get his flag, Wesley! Get his flag! Get him!
Oh, there he is. Touchdown again.
Well, he loses focus. I'm like, come on, man. Keep going.
That's the sweetest sound of disappointment I've ever heard.
Get him!
Oh, loser!
Why are you faster?
You're not supposed to vocalize the disappointment as much as you are supposed to be. And by the way, this parent coaching from the sideline, especially the parents that don't really know sports.
I'm not coaching, I'm cheering him on.
You're not cheering. Cheering is going, yay! you're telling him how to play the game. Get his flag.
Cheering is,
okay, well, the coach
get
is...
Get his flag, Wesley! Get his flag! Get him!
Get him!
Get him! Get
him!
Get his flag!
Jump on him!
Get him, Wesley! By the way, get him, Wesley! Go get him! My wife is saying jump on him, which is what you're
supposed
to do.
I was going
to
say, there's one other annoying parent there. That's your wife?
That's my wife, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's saying to jump on the other four-year-old, which is not okay in flag football.
That's also terrible advice. You're not only giving bad coaching from the sideline. And this is why they've had to put up these signs all over every goddamn outdoor sports field that says, remember, parents, it's just a fun game. Let's all relax.
She even told the coach, you know, because he almost got one kid's flag. And then she was like, he would have gotten it, but the kid's shirt was untucked. So his flags were not as accessible. You're not allowed to have your shirt untucked like that and be hiding your flags.
Just to give you a sense of some perspective here, if this was adult flag football, it still would matter for nothing. And this is four-year-old flag football. So just go ahead and put this in perspective. And I get it. It's your kid. I understand.
He needs to pay attention when he's on defense. When he's on defense, he's just effing around
right.
with his mouth guard.
Well.
Follow him. You got it. Got it. Go. Well,
that's another that's another sound of disappointment right there. You got
Well, the other kid, there's another kid who's really fast and really good.
Right.
He's obviously.
And his parents are probably sitting there quietly watching.
I don't
even
think they're there. I think it's just a nanny.
Yeah, if he's got no parents, that's how you know he's going to be a good athlete. He's got no dad. That's
he's
how you
He's
got to
make
tell.
Up for something. Run, Wesley, run! Yes! Run,
Wesley!
Now, what did he do there?
He got a touchdown.
He did?
He was the running back, and he ran, and nobody got his flags, and he got a touchdown.
All right, well, you notice how this is acceptable right here. You see, this is the only moment is acceptable is this.
Wesley!
Just clapping at his name. That's it. All this other yelling and stuff is completely aggravating and annoying everyone on the field.
Katie's just as bad.
You guys should wear mouth guards on the sidelines. You don't yell.
Woo! Go, Wesley! Nice. Get in there and do that dance!
Oh, boy.
Do the dance,
wow.
baby!
That's from the tap dancer, huh?
No, we're teaching him his touchdown dance. It's
oh,
important.
Man. Well, you said flag football, right?
He got a touchdown.
Right.
He's got spunk. He's got potential.
All right, I don't know.
He's just got to apply himself.
Yeah.
And these coaches, I know they're volunteers, but they need to get in the game.
They're just other parents like you.
I did sign Katie up to be an assistant coach for fall ball.
Oh, man. That's going to suck for those kids. All right, well, congratulations. It's remarkable to hear that and this is a warning to anyone. You're going to cheer for your kids, I get it, but, like, do it inside your head. Okay. Not like
it's just hard. I get really.
If we put a muzzle on you, would you go back to the like a ball gag sort of situation?
I just don't know how you can. What you've been to these games? How do you watch your kid do something and not try and direct them?
Because I hear the other parents that sound like you, and I go, I don't want to be that. So I just zip it.
Omar, you do.
Omar's a coach.
Sports?
Omar's a real coach.
Yeah, I coach them. There is no way in hell I would do what you're doing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's the coach, Allie. He could say that. That would make sense.
No way.
Yeah, well,
no
you're
way.
Just an equal opportunity. Every player has a chance.
Omar, when you're on the...
I'm invested in one
When you're
player.
On the field and you hear the... Because I'm sure at some point you've heard parents in the...
Oh, yeah. What,
do you shoot them a dirty look? Do you tell them...
They could do whatever they want. They're embarrassing themselves. I don't care.
Parents say jump on them.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
No, that's the first. We have to take a break, and we'll be right back when we return.
Come on, guys, take a break.
Okay, all right.
You got to ask. Oh.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/weight.
safety.
Day has a movie called Nimrod, and apparently their world premiere was last night, and we were at it. We were not at it. Johnny was at it, but there's some clips of that up on our Instagram, Klein Alley Show. You can see what happened. A little Q&A after the film, and then the boys in green, they put on a little intimate show, as they've been known to do from time to time. And Billy Joe is completely blonde now. Blonde and mop top. So you can see all that up on our Instagram now, Klein Alley Show. And then Nimrod, which Johnny said is 10 times better than Spider-Man, will be hitting theaters, I believe, on Friday. So you can go ahead and support all things. Johnny, was it good for real? I know it probably wasn't as good as Spider-Man, but was it a good movie?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, it was entertaining.
That's not what you said off the air this morning.
I said it was entertaining, Klein.
You said
entertaining.
You said trash.
I didn't say trash. I said entertaining.
Allie, you heard Johnny as we're walking in the studio this morning.
Allie was not even with us at all. She was in the studio.
I can hear it through the studio. Trash.
Johnny said trash. Johnny, the show is based on honesty. What is your honest review?
I thought it was entertaining.
Johnny off the air is a very different person than Johnny on the air.
I thought it was entertaining.
Johnny, I said, how was the Green Day movie? You said trash.
And I thought it was entertaining.
Okay.
Entertaining, bro. Entertaining.
Let's just move on.
I would like it. But Johnny said it's hard because he just saw Odyssey and Spider-Man.
And Minions.
And Minions. So it's hard to follow those three bangers back to back to back. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be great. And congratulations to Trey, who I know listens to the show from time to time, and the boys in Green Day on your movie Nimrod. I will be a paying audience member probably Friday or Saturday this weekend. All right, let's get into it now. It's time for your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
It's just another day and we're all a bunch of losers. Somebody won Powerball and we did not. The person that we all now hate but also want to be best friends with is somebody in Quincy, Illinois, who bought the ticket at a Hy-Vee gas station. And listen to these numbers, Klein. 26, 66, 67, 69,
oh,
4.
So funny.
And the Powerball is 9. Never numbers that you would choose. I mean, if you're going to pick based on birthdays, 66, 67, 69 is going to be nowhere near the numbers you pick.
That's why the experts always say everyone goes low. Everyone loads up on those low numbers because they're all meaningful. And what we should be doing is getting into that 69 category because it's hilarious. And also, that's where I feel like there's been a... Someone should look this up, but I think 69 pops up a lot.
23 and 69, I feel like, are constants. Yeah.
And I play 69 all the time.
Oh. That's back to a loser number. You got to be a winner number for just a moment.
Yeah, the lump sum is going to be $450 million. But I think they say that the better thing is to take the monthly payout. You get more money over time.
Of course.
I would do that if I won.
But they say that because they get to then hold on to the money and they get to get all that sweet interest. That's why they want you to do it because the lottery makes more money.
Ah, yeah, but you eventually get more money.
Yeah, you do as well, but they also...
Everyone makes more money.
But you're basically just getting paid off on that interest because they're putting all that money in some sort of a...
Yeah, but I think also what's hard for people is to save anything. If you're going to get $27 million a month or something, then you're like, well, I can't buy my 6 mansions with $27 million. I need the entire $450 now.
It's not our problem now because we didn't
win.
We got nothing.
As Vanessa pointed out earlier this week, there have been a string of earthquakes, bad ones. Venezuela, Mexico, Japan, Colombia, those were all this year. And the fear is that California is next. And I hate to confirm those fears, but according to one expert, that's exactly what is about to happen. This is the geophysicist that predicted the Columbia earthquake. He is now warning California that it is in the crosshairs of a huge tremor and that he predicts that California is next in this list of bad earthquakes. It's just a question of where in California that's going to be.
Here's the thing, though. They know that if they say California, big one is coming, they're going to be right eventually because everyone's right eventually. And everyone's been claiming that. We talked to Dr. Lucy Jones. She's the one everyone talks to about earthquakes. You know, she told us that, are we at a higher risk now than we were 100 years ago? Only because it's been 100 years. You know, that's the only reason why. We're always going to be at a, quote, higher risk. But she also, she knows everything there's to know when she said there's really no rhyme or reason to it all.
Yeah, but I feel like when I hear about earthquakes, you know, California and Japan and places like that, Colombia, I would not expect. The fact that he predicted Colombia having a bad earthquake.
Did anyone find that prediction, though? Because a lot of times people like to jump on after the fact and say...
You know what? I don't believe in psychics, but there's this, like, Spanish... I think she's Mexican. I don't know her name. She predicted this earthquake, like, a long time ago. and it came through, and then she talked about California is coming up, and then she said that these days, I guess 13, 14, and 15th are dark days. I don't know what that means. But basically,
this
I don't
is a dark
like to
day?
Believe this
we're,
witches.
We're in the middle of a dark, we're in a dark day right now?
Yeah, according what? To his witch.
13th. Is this why you've been doing all that voodoo on the show recently? All those voodoo curses
no,
you've been putting on us?
I've just been saying words.
That's what curses.
Yeah.
Wooshy pushing.
Yeah, you've been putting wooshy pushies on us. And yesterday, you put another curse on us. I don't even know what it was yesterday.
My woo-woo friend said that yesterday we were all supposed to lose gravity for 7 seconds. She was preparing for that all day.
What does that mean? Is that with a seatbelt on or something?
I don't know.
How do you prepare for
I'm
losing
like,
gravity?
Who did you hear this building. From?
Did she go to like on free fall or not free fall or
like,
something?
How do you prepare? For this?
What?
So,
all right, time to glue my shoes.
So, according to a witch that you don't know exactly what she speaks, you believe she's Spanish, maybe. She has predicted that we are in dark days today, tomorrow, and
that California's next.
Yeah, every time she does predictions, they seem to come true. I don't like to believe it, but like since she said the Columbia thing, and I'm like, I don't know. Like yesterday, last night, I was going to bed. When I was going to bed, I only sleep with a shirt. And I was like, nope, I need to have shorts nearby. I'm going to have a flashlight. And I'm going to have my person shoes right next to each other.
Person
just
shoes.
In case.
Your person shoes as opposed to your...
Well, my purse because I have my wallet.
Oh, purse
oh,
and
purse
shoes.
And shoes. Okay,
what did you hear?
Person oh, shoes.
Person shoes.
Is it a wick shoe?
All right, so you're ready to go, you're saying. You've got your go bag on the ready
yeah,
for
like,
the next
I'm
few days.
I'm not going to bed, like, soundly. I'm going to bed thinking that the thing next to my bed is going to fall on my head.
Mm-hmm. God, you really go to bed with a lot of fear, don't you?
I have a lot of anxiety. Yeah. What do you think I poop now?
Oh, boy. That was
did
not,
you predict that, too?
That was not a clip, actually.
I guess
that
the other ones are poop shoes, huh?
All right. Well, there you have it.
I saw Halloween candy at Vons yesterday. All the spirit stores are also open. And now Disneyland has said they are starting the entire holiday season earlier. So Halloween time at Disneyland is going to start August 21st. They've already closed down the Haunted Mansion to Jack Skellingtonify it. Mm-hmm. That'll be open August 21st through October 31st. Then November 13th is going to be all of the holiday stuff. So that is a week earlier than they originally said. So they're kind of feeling the temps and they're realizing everybody just wants everything to start earlier this year. So it's Happy New Year, everyone.
Hey, look at that. 2027. It's finally here. Huh?
Hope there's no earthquakes this
year. Survive them dark days. All right, we get into a brand new hour of the show in mere moments, and it will be the greatest hour of your life because we come bearing gifts in the form of bribery and tickets and access and even our limited personalities, plus your stories because spider bites are on an all-time high right now, and we've had a lot of listeners that have almost been killed by spiders, and we'll get to your stories coming up this hour on KROQ.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's really refreshing!